International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. Acts 26:19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out because 120 disciples continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The Spirit would not have been poured out if these disciples had not prayed with one accord. Throughout his earthly ministry of 3.5 years, the Lord Jesus labored on multitudes of people. By the time of Pentecost, however, the Lord had gained only 120 disciples who were absolute for him. The 120 disciples were able to persevere in prayer because they saw a vision of the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ. They saw the Lord Jesus being crucified at Golgotha. After his crucifixion and burial, the disciples were disappointed, yet they saw the vision of him as the resurrected Christ. On the morning of the Lord's resurrection, some of the disciples discovered the empty tomb and learned that the crucified Lord had been resurrected from the dead and had appeared to Mary the Magdalene. In the evening of his resurrection, the Lord came to his disciples in order to reveal himself to them as the resurrected Christ. Today's reading. In Acts 1:4-8, prior to his public ascension, the resurrected Lord charged the disciples to wait for the baptism in the Holy Spirit, telling them, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Then the disciples saw the Lord ascending into heaven from Mount Olivet. After seeing this vision, they returned to Jerusalem, went to the upper room, and continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer. The vision of the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ strengthened them to give up their country, career, future, home, and relatives. They were delivered from the self and the world and had one goal. Hence, they were in one accord. This is the experience that we need to have. If we are preoccupied with our own situation, future, and goal, it will be impossible for us to be in one accord. In order for us to work in one accord, we need to see the vision of the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ and be fully delivered from the self and the world. Although the ministry in the Lord's recovery has released messages concerning the building up of the vital groups, I am concerned that the saints and the leading ones in the churches have not taken action to practice the vital groups to a sufficient degree. To be vital is to be living and full of spiritual activity. If we become vitalized, the Lord's recovery will have a bright future. The recovery cannot be overthrown, because it is built upon the truth in the Bible and is built with Christ as life. Truth and life uphold the Lord's recovery. Hence, the recovery is genuinely of the Lord and will not be destroyed. For the Lord's move to have an impact, we need the recovery of the one accord. In the Old Testament there was a judge whose name was Gideon, and he took only 300 to form an army to fight the battle. The Lord even told him not to have too many. We are not burdened to stir up a kind of movement. What we are burdened to do is to sound a trumpet, letting the children of God know what the Lord is doing today. The Lord is calling his dear saints, the ones who would be willing to be brought back to the one accord, to fight the battle. This is the end of today's morning revival.